Senate Committee on Redistricting to order. We have a very short agenda tonight. We're just going to do a couple of technical changes that have been floating around here after the redistricting process. A few areas had indicated some issues that we had with individual precincts. So what we're going to do is take care of those real quick tonight, hopefully get you back home in time for dinner. And then at that point, we will be taking it and accepting it on the floor tonight, the committee report. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Senator Kiffmeyer, and I'll go and present.
Senator Johnson, whenever you're ready.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. So the bill that we're going to be working off of is Senate File 4476, and I do have the A4 amendment to clarify that and get it in order.
Mr. Senator Johnson, you want to move the A4 amendment then?
I'm sorry, the A4 amendment. Yes, I'll move the A4 amendment.
Okay, A4 amendment being moved. Senator Johnson, to your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With this, I'll turn it over to Council, if you wouldn't mind describing what this does in effect.
Ms. Stengel.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. The short version is that this moves a portion of Granite Falls Township from District 16A into 15A.
Thank you, Ms. Stengel. Okay, members, that is the amendment. General Counsel has gone over it. Any other? Senator Isaacson, and then.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The A4 amendment you said is just related to Granite Falls, is that correct?
Ms. Stengel.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Yes, both of them relate to the Granite Falls Township.
Is there
Senator Isaacson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Chair, I apologize. Is there anything, and I just want to make sure I got a couple of different documents in front of me. I want to be clear. I have SF 4476. What is that? That was in my folder.
Thank you, Senator Isaacson. Mr. Erickson.
Madam Chair and Senator Isaacson, the underlying bill, Senate File 4476, makes a change of Northfield Township in Rice County, and then the amendment, the A4, adds on the Granite Falls change.
Got it. That's what I was trying to
Senator
get.
Senator Isaacson.
Thank you, man. And both of these are just moving precincts, is that right? A couple people in a precinct?
That's my understanding, Senator Isaacson. Would you like Ms. They're nodding in agreement over here, our council, that indeed is the case. Okay. Other questions or? Senator Murphy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And, you know, I appreciate the description, is a simple description, but for anybody who might be listening, I'm wondering if Council could just, in a more narrative way, in a more descriptive way, describe what's actually happening here. We're talking about precincts and a couple of precincts in 15 and 16, and if it was possible to just describe it in a more narrative way, I think it would be helpful. Please.
Ms. Stengel.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
Ms. Stengel, one second here. I've got a note here that
Senator
says,
Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, sorry. Asking for someone to turn on the closed captioning. I don't know if that's able to do that or not, but if we could, appreciate it.
Senator Johnson, we will ask staff here, and one is coming forward. So I expect that will be adjusted here shortly.
Just while they're doing that, we were given a link to some maps. Is one of these maps relate to this amendment?
Okay, we'll include that question with Senator Murphy's, okay?
Thank you.
Ms. Stengel?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll answer the map question first. On the underlying bill, 4476, there is one map that is related And you can see that on line 1.14 of the underlying bill, the map is coded L58A-1. And you can see that on the GIS website. And this is the one relating that's near Northfield. And on the amendment, although there are changes to two districts, it is the same map. And you can see that number appears a couple of times. It first appears on line 1.11, and that is L15A-1. There are some other maps that are linked on the LCC website that do not appear in either of these documents. And then to the original question, as I understand, this issue was brought forward by the Granite Falls Township. And they initially made a different request that would have resulted in some non-contiguous territory being moved around. And the issue there was about very few voters living in one particular precinct, so there were concerns about voter privacy. So what this amendment does is add additional people from the township into that precinct, so there will be more voters and therefore a little bit more voter privacy. And that's my understanding of the situation.
Just a moment. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, Senator Kunesh, okay.
Oh, there's a lot of confusion because the map online does not match any of the maps that you are handing out to us.
We will check that out. Okay. It seems as though when I look at the Northfield Township map, it shows those two voters in that particular case. In the other situation on the it's an older map, and I believe it's, you see two precincts there that have zero and zero.
Okay.
Is this it?
Or zero and.
Do you want me to send you guys
the right one is online. Okay, the map we have in front of us, though, Ms. Stengel, on Granite Falls Township 16A, that's an older version.
Madam Chair, members, correct. The version you're looking at that has this little piece of non-contiguous territory is an old version of the map. The version that you, if you're looking at it online, there's no longer a discontinuity problem. There's some additional pieces pulled in, so it's sort of this whole thing in the same district.
Okay, does that clear that up for you?
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, sure, that's great. I know it is challenging, and I think the language is actually harder, the northwest latitude of 821-0243. That is not an easy thing to be able to understand. I think maps are much more clear. Senator Murphy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this is a question either for the author of the bill or for, again, for council. I appreciate what it appears to me to be doing some corrections. But I'm wondering if there are, you know, based on the principles that we have been operating under, if these changes in the maps are rooted in principles that guided this discussion.
Okay, Senator Murphy, the question. So Ms. Stengel, do these comply with the principles of redistricting, which is in general, they're contiguous, communities of interest, and so on?
You know, I think that's, Madam Chair and members, I think that's a policy decision that I can't really weigh in on. Okay. The court set forth the principles that they were going to follow. The legislature is not necessarily bound to follow those principles. So I don't know that I have a whole lot of helpful information to offer on that question.
Thank you, Ms. Stengel. Senator Johnson.
Yeah, and so these, what you're looking at here, I would like to elaborate a little bit on what Ms. Stengel said. So these precincts themselves, what we wanted to try to do was to keep political subdivisions whole as much as we possibly could. And that was one of the rules that we were running underneath while doing this, just to make sure that was helpful. However, what we end up with is a house, and there's two voters that come out of that precinct, right? So at the end of the day, you know exactly how they're going to be voting. And so in order to keep their ballot secret for the rest of the, you know, from people from prying into that, this was one of those accommodations that we wanted to be able to make that went outside of the typical rules that we've been going under, just in order to make sure that the privacy, the sacrosanct privacy of the voters was kept in order. So that's why we're going slightly outside the lines here. These are small changes that we wanted to bring forward.
Senator Isaacson.
Just, I think I have an appreciation for the Northfield changes. I'm just wondering, were there any voters actually affected by the Granite Falls changes?
Let's
see.
Because
I think when I read it, it said, Madam Chair, I think when I read it, it said there was no voters in the areas that were moved around. Is that correct, or am I not right about that?
Well, let's get information. Mr. Erickson.
Yes, Madam Chair and Senator Isaacson, my understanding is that it does affect a small number of voters who are being pulled from 16A into 15A with the purpose of addressing the voter privacy issue. So the issue being, sorry, did I have that backwards? I think I'm looking at the old map, but Ms. Stengel, it's 16A that they're moving from. Yeah, so there's a precinct in 15A with a vanishingly small number of people that creates voter privacy concerns. And so a certain number of people from a different portion of the township are pulled into that precinct or into that district so that you can create a precinct that maintains voter privacy within the precinct.
So, Madam Chair?
Senator Isaacson.
So that it's basically the same reason we're doing Northfield is what we're doing. Okay, I want to make sure.
Same reason, slightly different solution just because of the populations within those census blocks.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Isaacson. So, Mr. Erickson, it's the geography. Geography drives redistricting. All right, Senator Johnson, I don't see any other hands raised here.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And if that's all the questions we have tonight, I just appreciate your support on this.
Okay. Okay, members, we need to adopt the A4 amendment. Senator Johnson moves the A4 amendment to Senate File 44. Senator Isaacson.
So, oh, the A4 amendment, and then we're going to discuss the bill at hand. Thank you. Sorry.
Well, basically, Senator Isaacson, we have been. But we can do that as well. But first, let's put the A4 amendment on. Senator Johnson moves the A4 amendment to Senate File 4476 on that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails and is adopted. Senator Johnson, to your bill as amended. If there's any additional.
I have no
okay,
additional.
Okay, then we'll go to Senator Isaacson.
Senator Johnson, what is the path after this? Is it going back to rules? Does it go to the floor at that point? Is there a timeline on that?
So, Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Senator Isaacson. So I believe we're going to, the floor is still open tonight, so we're going to take the committee report on the floor. And then at that point, it'll go to, I believe, general orders on the floor. So whenever we have an opportunity to call it up.
Okay. To clarify on that, because it is a late bill yet, it's still going to have to go to rules at some point.
Okay.
So yeah. We make the motion to general orders, but then rules prevails.
This is what, Madam Chair, and
Senator
this is why
Johnson.
We have smart staff.
That's why she makes the big bucks. I get it. Yeah, I get it. One more question for you, if you would.
Senator Isaacson.
Senator Johnson, do you anticipate this being the only changes we're going to see in the upcoming redistricting maps as we go to the floor?
Right now,
Senator
this is
Johnson.
All that we're. Oh, thank you, Madam Chair and Senator Isaacson. This is all that we have proposed for the change. There may be changes that will come up later on. We'll have to see what that is. But at this point, this is all that we have.
And
Senator Isaacson,
would I be safe to assume that if we do have changes coming forth future, we'll be doing another one of these before we go to the floor with it?
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know exactly what the process will be going forward, but we will have a process going forward.
Madam Chair.
Senator Isaacson.
I mean, Senator Johnson, you're the chair. This is your jurisdiction, so you're saying it's possible this might get amended on the floor at some point?
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Isaacson, yes, bills are all open for amendments on the floor.
That's what I'd like to know. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Isaacson. Senator Kunesh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a few questions so I understand this whole process. This is the first time I've gone through the redistricting as a legislator. So I'm just trying to get this straight in my mind. And so my first question If the courts were the ones that made the final map and the final decision, do we have the jurisdiction to make these changes?
Senator Kunesh, absolutely. The legislature has the authority to do so and has used that authority in past redistrictings as well.
Thank you for that clarification. And another question is there a date at which we cannot make any more changes? Is it like 5 months, 6 months, 2 weeks? What is that final like? No more changes, anybody?
Adjourn, sine die.
Oh, good to know. And then just one more question.
But just to let you know, this legislative session ends, but the future legislature always has authority to do things or make changes depending upon the need, but for this legislative session or for this period of time.
And one last question, if I may.
Sure, Senator Kunesh.
Who brought or asked for these changes? Where did the like the aha moment, or who brought these forward asking for changes?
That's a good question, Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Kunesh, so this was brought to me by the senators of the districts themselves, which I believe was from a constituent request or municipality request of those districts.
Thank you.
Okay. Members having covered, I think, the questions we have tonight. Again, Senator Johnson renews his motion that Senate File 4476, as amended, be recommended to pass and to be referred to general orders. On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And Senate File 4476 is on its way to general orders. Thank you, Senator Johnson. Would you like to conclude the committee
Please.
Hearing?
You go ahead.
Okay. Having concluded our business for this evening, the redistricting committee is adjourned.